In the spring of 1955, Virginia arranged for Rosa to attend the Highlander Folk School in Tennessee. Highlander was an integrated training ground for union and community organizers.
Things had been building up to the point where something like the Rosa Parks situation was bound to happen.
The evening of December 1st, 1955, Miss Parks refused to give up her seat to a white man on a city bus and was subsequently arrested. From the jail, she called Edie Nixon, the head of the local NAACP chapter.
Edie Nixon called Durr. I mean, he was a logical person for them to turn to. He was white. He was an attorney. He certainly stood a better chance than a black attorney would in dealing with this situation.
Edie Nixon has left his home, gone to their home to pick them up. I've always tried to picture this in my mind. Did the Durr sit in the back seat? Did Cliff sit in front with Mr. Nixon and Virginia sat in the back seat? What did they do when they got to the jail? What happened? I'd like to be a part of that.
It is an extraordinary moment when Rosa Parks is arrested and taken to the jail, and there is Virginia and Cliff, along with Edie Nixon, present in some ways at the creation of the modern civil rights movement.
They get there and arrange for Mrs. Parks to be released. And, Rosa Parks recalls coming out and she and Virginia embracing. And she said, we hugged like we were sisters.